Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Time now for Tangway and Hart. It's Gary Tangway and Andy Hart on WEEI.
He swings and grounds it hard, throwing a left field to base hit. The runner hits third. Here comes Verdugo to the plate, and the throw is cut off by the third baseman, and the Red Sox get a big insurance run. They lead it 6-4. He got him, and the ball game is over. He chased a high fastball, didn't make contact, and the Red Sox win it. Come from behind, tie it in the ninth, and win it with two in the tenth.
In the slot, Farabee, pass off Couturier. He scores! Just about to say one pass too many, as it turned out, just enough passes, and the Flyers have the lead back 3-2. Krejci, one last shot, goes wider than that. They battle for it there, 2 seconds, one, and it is over. The Flyers hang on for the 3-2 win.
But more importantly, what's the lacrosse score? Come on, quick, Dad, let's
We're 5-5, Bryce tied it up.
This is Bryce.
And my wife just got yelled at by the ref. Settle down, Mom.
Lacrosse moms are the worst. The worst. Tangway Hart.
My wife's no better in basketball.
Mango is with us. Megan Adelini. And this is the first time we've met.
And I am really psyched if we're going to talk about lacrosse for the
Let's
first
go.
Hour.
Let's
this
go.
This is my wheelhouse.
She's
Let's
a,
go.
A middie. You were a middie?
I was a middie in high school. Then I got to college, and they were like, okay, you're squarely in the middle of the pack for running, so you'll be on defense.
Oh.
I was like, thanks, coach.
I mean, stick skills were a little
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, listen, when you get to D1, everybody has a certain threshold of athleticism and stick skills, and the coach is like, maybe put on 20 pounds and we'll talk.
Oh, geez. Man, you can't say that now.
I know.
Good luck.
Fatten up, my friend.
So, Andy Hart's son is playing lacrosse right now. They're 5-5.
Yes.
Okay, so we're gonna give scoring updates.
We will.
And your wife has been kicked out of the game.
Not kicked out. She was told to, quote-unquote, settle down.
It's early to be that rowdy.
Oh, man.
My wife gets fired up.
My wife is psycho at lacrosse games.
Yeah.
Psycho at lacrosse games.
It's fun, though.
Yeah, it is fun. I'm going to get somebody fired today. Be careful.
Again?
I don't want to be me.
Yeah, I don't want it to be me either. I was actually a little worried when I said the person you're talking about got fired, since I was one who's maybe was a little bit on the Deshaun Watson questioning how everything was unfolding side.
925.
But I didn't say anything like what he
no,
said.
Better hope
not.
Rusty Harden doesn't go back and find those tapes.
No, Rusty Harden
says it was all consensual.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number here at Tangway Hart with Mego. 12 o'clock Red Sox baseball coming up on the show today. 10 o'clock, a word to describe the Celtics team. Jeff Goodman at 1025. Plus, we'll talk about Julian Edelman. Is it over for him? I think it is. We'll get into that at 11 o'clock. But first, I want to start with the most likable team in Boston. Amon, roll it.
Using Taylor to help us get out of the inning in the eighth, pinch hitting with Frenchie. You know, they didn't stop playing. You know, it's a good vibe. It's a good vibe. We got a bunch of good baseball players. That's the way I see it. I know a lot of people don't feel like, you know, we got superstars, but I like my bunch. You know, it's a good baseball team. They did everything right towards the end of the game. We played the X-Raining rule the way we wanted to, and we got the W.
All right, that is the skipper, of course, Alex Cora. Mega, listen. Is Mega your real? Is that a real nickname or is that a radio name?
No, that's a real nickname.
That's a real
because I'm Megan Adelini. Actually, my lacrosse coach gave it to me because there were like three.
The one
Megans.
That called you heavy?
Is it?
No, the one that called me too skinny.
Oh, too skinny. I'm sorry. That's right. The one that called you too skinny.
There were three Megans on our team. So one day she was pretty scary, and one day early on when I was a freshman, or now you have to say first year. Did you know that, by the way?
I did not know
that.
What's wrong with freshman?
Because it implies you're a man.
Oh,
freshman. Oh, wow. Man,
I know. I know. This is stuff you learn when you're coaching and stuff. But anyway, so she threw me into a drill. And, well, she was like, Mego, get in there. And I was just like staring just into space. And she was like, Mego, get in there. And I was like, oh, okay, that's me. And
so
then
there you go.
It stuck forever.
So, okay. So is it Mego detached?
Well, no,
or
it became Mego. Mego.
Okay. But it started out probably as Mego.
Yeah, man, he's overthinking.
Go back. I'm just asking.
Go back to watching your son's lacrosse game.
Can I take the half hour off?
So this, I think you already have. So, all right, listen. So for the Red Sox, there's nobody on this team I hate yet. And I was laughed at. You laughed at me. Bradford laughed at me when I called them a very interesting team. I said, I think this season could be fascinating.
Aren't we in the...
You laughed at me.
I'm still laughing at you. They're a fine baseball team.
They're
going to be competitive.
They're
fun.
A fine team.
They are.
You're a fine young man.
You know
man.
We're in the
a
midst
group
of...
A fine young men.
We are in the midst of the ultimate... You know how they always say they build you up to tear you down? So that's the stage we're in with the Celtics. You know who used to be a fun team that overachieved and everybody liked to watch? The Celtics.
But then they
But now they have expectations. But no.
Kyrie came in.
It's all about expectations. As soon as you expect them to be good and they're not, well, what's wrong with it? This, that. Did you expect the Red Sox to be good?
No, of course, and that's
so
part
that's
of the story.
So that's exactly why you like them.
Well, okay. Well, thank you
that's
very much.
That's all it is.
Okay,
it's
thank
expectations.
You, my therapist, my shrink. Thank you
you're
very
welcome.
Much. They're likable because I don't know them, Mego. Well, I don't know
well,
any of these
should
guys.
Know them.
Well, I know them. But
I mean,
I
he was
know
being a little humble. Xander Bogaerts is a superstar.
I understand.
JD Martinez is one of the best hitters in baseball. Like
for the majority,
let's not pretend we've never heard of any of these guys.
For the majority,
well, it's
of the,
baseball. A lot of people. Never
well, that's
have,
true.
So.
No, but
I mean,
listen, happens to me on other
teams.
Miles, when spring training started, I mean, it was like Garrett Richards and Garrett. One guy's a Rule 5 guy. They're both named Garrett. One guy isn't. One guy has a mustache. Thankfully, he shaved that stupid mustache last night. But there are guys on this team that you don't know. And part of the thing about being a great sports fan or being a fun sports fan in Boston is hating somebody. And right now, there's nobody on this team to hate.
Well, why do you
we're
have to hate
we're only
2 them?
Weeks in.
Yeah. Oh, give
so,
it time.
You know, somebody will emerge and say something
for
awful.
You.
Someone will yell on a plane. Somebody right. will come out after, you know, the clubhouse on
Not
Zoom.
Not run something out.
Someone will miss their Zoom and all the writers will flip out. You know, we just got to wait.
But they are likable.
Yes.
They're very, very likable.
Well, they weren't all that likable the first series.
I liked them.
I was reading like John Tomasi, right? You know, that's not sneaky good. They sneaky stink. Now, all of a sudden, they're sneaky good again. Give us another week and
Why
we'll see where
like
it levels
them? Because I'm with you. I liked them too, even when they were 0-3.
I liked them because they were playing the Orioles and they lost to the Orioles. And it was too funny to put on an Orioles cap and have Boston Red Sox fans be threatened by that. And be mad. And I'm like, seriously, the Orioles. You guys are threatened by the Orioles. I can't, I'm not going to be able to deal with this whole season, but I also love it.
Well, how much does it suck to be an Orioles fan?
Well, I'm like, to be perfectly honest, I'm not a huge Orioles fan.
You just do it to antagonize people.
No, I love the hat.
Oh, it's about fashion?
Yeah, it's about fashion.
Oh, yeah, you'll fit right in with this.
So, okay. When
Wait,
I was
what's
growing
that mean?
When I was growing up, we didn't have the Nationals. The Nationals didn't come in until I was in high school.
Right.
So if we wanted baseball, we go out to Baltimore and go to Camden Yards, which is awesome. If you've been to Camden,
yes,
it's
still
beautiful
awesome.
Park.
Oh, yeah. Still awesome.
And so it's more like an alliance thing of like, look, there's, you know, it's kind of like in New York, you're split on your team's allegiances. I'm not a Nats fan. I'm an O's girl because that's what I grew up with. I'm not a Ravens fan because they came in later too. I'm a WFT fan and that sucks. But that's,
Man, why?
That's
oh my God. I would have switched
well, that's
on that
loyalty.
One in a minute.
No, that's loyalty.
It's
and then you'd
horrible.
Make fun of her if she switched.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, plus the owner of the Washington
oh
football team,
God.
What a loser.
He's
yes.
the worst person to I mean, walk this earth.
That's
so.
Enough for me to switch teams right there.
I know. It's brutal, but I can't give up. Okay, it's stubbornness because I've come along this far, but you know, what are you going to do?
Here's my thing with the Sox is even at the beginning of the year, and again, Bradford and Hart, they were laughing at me. As I said, there are no expectations. We know who some of the guys are. Obviously, we know who J.D. Martinez. We know who Xander Bogaerts is. But there's a lot of guys, you know, Taylor Houck who got sent down. How's this guy going to be? How are the guys in Worcester going to do? And I said, and I think the Worcester Red Sox are going to be more interesting than the Boston Red Sox, and I was wrong.
Yes.
I mean, because it's all about the future. We all know that. They're likable. We have nothing to lose. Now there's a reason to watch.
Exactly.
And Alex Cora is back.
Which was the fix was in.
He was
always coming back.
Right. And everybody knew that. Did anybody not know that or say that or even feel that?
No, I mean they went through the whole thing.
They had to.
The charade. Yeah.
It's part of the whole
They went through
charade.
The charade and they have to do the interviews and they have to go through the process. But there's no doubt
that Poor Ron Renicki had to get kicked in the stones for like 3 months.
Yeah, dude.
Suck on it.
Yeah, he got some. He got paid.
I don't feel so bad for Renicky. I think he knew exactly what he was walking into with that situation. Not to mention he was in the crappy pandemic, you know, cardboard cutout season.
But
he was collecting a check there.
When he got to the point, like, there's one thing knowing what you're going into mm-hmm. and then actually living it on a nightly basis.
Kind of like what I'm doing right now when I agree to come
on
the show.
You're not happy already.
Huge mistake.
Yeah. No, I'm really happy. We started out talking kids lacrosse. I'm all about that.
Halftime, 7-5 Dartmouth.
Whoa. What's your boy doing? What's he got? Any more goals?
Two goals.
He's got two goals.
Two goals and an assist, I believe.
Andy told him to be a gunner.
Is he a short stick midi or long stick midi?
Short. We do not have long stick midis at this point in the process.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. No, that comes
later.
Are
they not allowed to check?
Oh, no, they can check and everything. Yeah. Oh, no. We could have a long stick midi if we had anybody that was capable of being a long stick midi.
All right. I got a lot of issues with New England lacrosse.
You should.
Oh, the long stick midis don't come in until seventh grade.
Yeah, we're in eighth.
What's going on?
You don't
on
have a long
here?
Stick midi now?
We don't. We've had a goalie since Thursday night.
Do you
relax?
I'm beginning to understand why the kids from Massachusetts played so dirty.
Oh, yeah. We often go with. Kids, I don't know if we'll be the most skilled, but we'll be the most physical in this game.
I was with my son. Listen, my kids at LS, and we've done the whole, I know what Andy's in for because I've done the Long Island thing. I've done the Baltimore thing. I've done the Philadelphia thing. And we play teams from Texas. Half those kids are going to be on death row. I mean, the lacrosse teams from Texas.
You trying to join Aaron Wilson?
I didn't even know that. When I was growing up, we didn't even play teams from Texas, but we'd play the Massachusetts teams, and they were dirty as hell.
Well, they had to be because.
These girls are like big, and they take you out. And we'd be like, That's not even in the rule book.
That's okay. Nobody knows the rule book. Just go with it.
Yeah, that's because Massachusetts lacrosse is forever going to be playing catch-up to Maryland lacrosse.
Yeah, so,
and Long Island.
And everywhere else, pretty much.
Not too bad. No, I mean, we do all right against New Hampshire. 617-779-7927.
Is that our rallying cry?
The powerhouse.
We do okay against New Hampshire.
Tagway Hart with Mago here. Let's switch gears now. I want to go to the Bruins. Now we get the Red Sox out of the way.
Oh.
Get them out of the way. No, I mean,
are you like setting the table, giving everybody a taste, chumming the water? What
I
are we
am
doing here?
Because these
it's
are
rapid
the two
fire.
These are the two teams that played last night, and then I want to get into the Celtics, and then I want to get into Edelman, and I want to get into the Patriot draft.
You got a lot of wants.
Yeah, we do. We have.
Are
who
we
knows
doing
if,
this all in 30 minutes?
Oh no, by 12:05 you'll be sick of it.
You know, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Believe me,
you don't need to empty the gun in the first segment.
We got a lot of bullets today, bud. So with the Bruins, Tuukka's coming back this week, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
Tuukka's a free agent, despite the game last night. And I thought Swayman had one bad goal, not two. I thought he had one bad goal. Do you feel differently about Tuukka Rask based on what we've seen with the Bruins so far? And the not just one goalie, but the two goalies with Vladar and Swayman, Maine. I went to Maine, by the way, just in case you're wondering. Thanks for asking. Go ahead.
There was a lot in there. No, I don't. And this actually ties into what we just talked about. I think it's one thing to be the franchise goalie. It's another thing to just come in and play well. Because I've actually, it's funny you bring this up because tying everything together, a couple of my assistant lacrosse coaches are huge hockey fans.
Most of them are.
They are ready to move on from Tuukka. They've seen enough.
Tuukka, no way. Somebody doesn't like Tuukka? Like, get out.
But more because they now have an option. It feels like they have an option. Like they're ready. And I disagree with that. Do I love Tuukka? No. Does Tuukka have warts? Yes. Is Tuukka a really good franchise goalie? Yes. Are you ready to just say, okay, that'd be like turning to Stidham from Brady. No, Tuukka's not Brady. Relax. But you have
then
a guy.
Why'd you say it?
I don't think it's nice to compare Swayman to Stidham.
Well, I'm a Stidham guy. I'm with Robert.
Oh, my God.
I still think Stidham hasn't gotten a chance. But anyway, let's stay with Swayman. I think there are people that are ready to move on from Tuukka, mostly due to Tuukka. They just looking for a reason.
Oh, yeah.
Looking for an
option. He's annoying as hell.
Right? They want to break up this relationship, and they're just waiting for the next girl to walk by, and then they're ready.
I'm excited by Swayman. I think it's fun to have a young kid come in and be hot from the start, but you got to be a little bit delicate with him because he's a kid.
Yeah, but these guys...
He can't step into those shoes.
But they're not coming out of nowhere. I mean, this guy was a Hobey Baker Award finalist. He did is obviously done very well in Providence. Same with Vladar. These guys are the goalies of the future.
Of the future?
You're talking about...
Exactly, that's like, it. Okay,
right. So when Tuukka wants more money and wants, I don't know, what, another 4 or 5 years in the summer, what do you do?
Oh, it gives you leverage. I think it gives you legitimate leverage.
You let him walk and you move on. Because I can't get on Tuukka.
I can't wait till you're ripping them for that decision like a year from now.
No,
I can't believe you let Tuukka walk. You had these two unknowns and you threw it to the young
kids.
They're
not unknowns, though.
They are.
They're not unknowns. Vladar's played well here in the NHL.
Comes into the NHL.
Everyone who's good at the lower level is going to be good at the next level?
No.
Remember Brian Rose, my buddy?
Oh, Dartmouth's Brian Rose.
Dartmouth's Brian Rose dominated.
Framingham's Lou Maloney.
Dominated.
18-1 at Pawtucket.
18-1 Red
Sox. Was out of the majors in a year and a half.
So he was ready to go, right?
Yeah, no.
Ace. Look, you got an ace.
Hey, the first guy.
It doesn't work that way.
Andy, the first name that came to my mind was Blaine Larkin.
Okay.
Remember Blaine,
so why
Blaine
are you so ready to say they were good at other levels?
Yeah,
they'll be fine
so
in any
Loch Ness monster.
We both want to stick with Tuukka at least for the near future and develop.
So what's the
this
near future?
Talent.
Is that again
this year?
This summer?
You're gonna have to
make a decision.
You did it dirty. You said when Tuukka asks for a 4 or 5 year deal. Well, how do we know he's asking for a 4 or 5 year deal?
We don't.
Okay,
well,
thank you.
What do you think he's going to say? I think he retires. How about this?
Okay, then why are we arguing? Who
just
cares?
Just like last summer?
Yeah, the whole thing with the COVID, it's hard to get on a guy for COVID. I mean, you want to. It's like, how come you're not
but
playing?
The way that
you
he,
can't. You want way, to, but you can't.
The way that he did it was bad.
Yes.
If yeah, there
he
was
had
no
said
notice.
The way that he did it, that he said, this isn't real NHL hockey. Right. It's like, oh, great. So what about all your teammates that are schlepping out there?
But he's
for
like
the
that.
Check?
I mean, the guy is
yeah,
so
yeah, he's like
deaf.
That, which is yes. why, which is what the problem is.
I'm just trying to have fun and you know, play the game. I'm not stressing too much about the results and whatnot.
Yeah, and then he went golfing. And then he went golfing. We were like trying to send somebody from the Herald to go find him golfing.
I would think somebody from the Herald would have found them, or somebody would have been like under a trash can or something.
He was a
Herald
private.
Slipping.
It was a private club.
Doesn't matter, man.
We can't afford to get arrested these days for something like that.
Yeah, I know.
That,
it's not like the good old days, right?
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's not,
can't hide in the bushes with your lens.
It's not like when the Herald had dirt on somebody at City Hall and they could use that for leverage. Yeah. That was back in the good old days.
Inside track.
When the news.
The inside track. Time.
That was your leverage. That
this
is
NBC
no joke.
Sports Boston nighttime anchor has a little friend on the side.
Oh, my God.
Could have been you.
Are you talking about Trenny?
What could
you do?
You? I don't know. No. Throwing it out there.
No, but I think that there's going to be a decision here with Tuukka Rask. I wonder if he still wants to play. Now, this is something that's going to be frustrating to hockey fans. Like, he's supposed to be back this week. What happens if he doesn't come back, right? Vladar goes tonight.
You get more of a sample size.
You do. But that means that this hasn't kicked him in the ass. Like, I don't think that Tuukka's sitting at home saying, wow, these guys are playing really well. I got to get back in there.
You think
yeah,
Tuukka's going
to have fun? Tuukka just wants to have fun.
Is it? Correct me if I'm wrong. He's in his mid-30s.
Yeah.
So you think he's just suddenly going to change because some young goalie had a couple good games?
No, I know he's not.
He's
That's
not
going
to. So don't expect him to. This is on you. You're creating a thing here where there isn't a thing.
Oh, there's totally a thing.
Oh, what is it?
Not on radio.
You have a goal.
No way.
Twitter occasionally for him.
You have a. Well, she said she's going to fight me.
I was going to fight you. I don't remember what it was over. Yeah,
she's going to put on 20 pounds to do it. She's kick your ass.
Marcus Smart.
Oh, was it a Marcus Smart?
It must have been. You're such a loser, a Marcus Smart.
So why is this bad for the Bruins? The goalie that wants to play for them, that they want to play for them moving forward.
It's not bad for the Bruins. When did I say it was bad for the Bruins?
Well, you turned it into a thing.
No, it's a controversy.
It's a controversy that hasn't existed yet because Swayman's playing well.
That's not a controversy.
Yes, it is.
What's the controversy?
What happens if Tuukka comes back and stinks the first? It's going to be a controversy this summer. You're going to say, are we going to sit there? Are we going to live with Tuukka again? Or are we going to go with the young guys?
Well, first of all, by summer, we'll have a lot more information. Does one guy want to retire? Does he not want to retire? Did the young guys run out of steam? Remember when Peyton Pritchard was awesome? Remember when he was awesome to start the year?
That's my son. Okay, Peyton.
You got a lot of weird attachments to Celtics players that make me mildly uncomfortable.
Well, the thing of it is, she's taller than her son. So,
but remember when he was great? Like the first X number of games.
That's when the team was fun.
And Marcus was out though too. Marcus wasn't playing a lot. I think Pritchard should play.
He was great before that.
Yes, he was great to start the year.
Pritchard.
Remember all the Neesmith? Why is Neesmith not playing? Peyton Pritchard.
Yes, we didn't see it. Oh,
and then of course Pritchard was overrated, but he should be playing instead of Marcus Smart. We'll get to that later.
But now Swayman is a franchise NHL goalie.
I didn't say he was franchise.
Well, if you're turning your franchise over to him, you're making him a franchise goalie, whether you are anointing
him
verbally or
not. Well, it's not just Swayman. It's Swayman and Vladar. You got both guys right now.
Ooh, I love it when you have something. That usually means you don't have one.
Well, no. What you have is you have great competition. You have great competition at the position.
You know where there was great competition, according to Bill Belichick? Quarterback position last August. How'd that work out? How'd that work out for you?
Oh, it didn't work out at all.
You know what I like? I like when I have no competition because one guy is so much better than the other.
Well, I think Swayman's better than I think Swayman would win the competition.
Okay, so first pick one. That's the first thing you and the Bruins would have to do.
So
who's your goalie that's going to replace Tuukka?
Swayman.
Okay. Is he ready to be a franchise goalie?
No.
She's right, but you can answer.
I would take a chance.
Well, he's been great in Providence.
Why? Exactly.
And he's been great up here.
For how long?
Small sample size.
Thank you.
I mean, 617-779-7937.
You got to develop the kid in the NHL.
You got to give him time.
He's developed.
He's fine.
He's fully developed.
He's fine.
Okay, so for you, the answer is bye-bye, Tuukka. Thanks for playing.
In the summer, sure. I mean, he's going to come back. You have to let him play. But I have no, right now, I don't think it looks good for Tuukka.
Maybe really it doesn't.
Don't. I don't think it looks. And I
how
don't
about we
think
let this play out,
play.
Though?
It has often not looked good for Tuca, though. And then right. he always comes back.
There was
and
never
shuts
anybody. Yeah, Mamego, there was never any threat. There was never any threat to Tuca. There really was.
Sure.
And I'm not sure that.
And he's choked in the playoffs. He's choked in the Stanley Cup.
There isn't a threat yet. There's a glimmer of a threat.
Oh, this is a threat. Oh, this isn't a glimmer.
How are you posing this like this definitive threat?
Have you seen. Okay, number one, the team has played great. Except yesterday. He played great for one period, and then they were running in mud.
How long they played great for?
Well, it was always like 3-4 games.
I like that you're completely honest.
Not a glimmer at all.
You don't see the idiocy in your alignment here.
No, because I'm a visionary. I'm a visionary.
Okay.
I could see when this team loves to play with this guy. When Marchand got, it all started with Marchand. God bless, the Celtics need somebody like Marchand. When Marchand started getting fights, like against the Devils.
I thought Marcus Smart was their Marchand.
He is so not their Marchand. Oh, my God. He is so. Marcus
I feel like we
Smart.
Have you on the ropes right now, just so you know that. You're in the corner just taking punches.
I like it. We're also aligned on the same side of the desk. Yeah, so we're both just
right.
kind of like.
It'll get old quick.
Staring at
your ass.
When Marchand, this team turned around when Marchand started getting fights against the Devils. And believe me, Marcus Smart can't. Carry Marchand's hockey bag.
Marcus Smart got in a fight with a picture frame once. Remember
yeah, and he lost. So what's that tell you? So, no. And then when this kid came in goal, you see how they circled around? Did they see? They talked about this kid's poise.
Oh.
They talked how he played.
Oh,
they talked how he looked like he was ready.
Brady-esque.
He was. I know it's a small sample size, but if you don't think Tuca's in trouble, you guys are out of your mind.
What do you mean by trouble? Like, there was already going to be a discussion at the end of the season, right? Free agent, do you want to commit to him long term? Does he even want to play anymore?
But they didn't have any answers. They did not have any answers.
See,
for
that's
Tuca.
Why I say now you're
they
posing
still
this.
Don't, though.
They may or may not.
Yeah.
He's posing this as like a controversy, a real bad thing. Oh, God, you may have a young goalie who's
when
good.
When did I say it was bad?
You said controversy.
Well, that doesn't mean bad.
Controversy means good.
It means conflict.
Yeah.
Do you know what we're doing right now?
Conversing?
It's good for the business. I mean, no. Oh, okay. I mean, why is controversy bad? I mean, yes, it's a discussion. A decision
a
has to be
problem.
Made.
It's a good problem to have.
Yes.
To have
it's
a young talent coming up.
And I'm
up.
Telling you, I think.
If you're Tuca.
They're not going to sign him. You what? They're not going to sign
him. Maybe it lights
him.
A fire under Tuca. Maybe it's
no
Garoppolo
way.
Brady.
No way.
I don't know.
No way.
You, I thought Tuca, we were just talking.
Do you think Tuca's no the kind of guy who will shut down in the face of
no.
somebody
I think
threatening?
I think he'll go whistling a happy tune as if the guy wasn't there.
He's not really worried about wins and losses.
He's right not. Now. But, you know, in defense of Tuca, I also think that's a good thing for a goalie.
It is.
It's
like
a
cornerback and those types of positions. But I would also say it's easy to say I'm not really worried about wins and losses. But if he wants to continue to play and your contract is running out, sometimes that changes things, right?
I would think it would motivate a lot of players.
But I also think if he leaves Boston, he can go somewhere else. And
see, in my opinion, he will not play anywhere else.
Because of him or because of the anywhere else peeps?
The anywhere. Oh, no, he'd get a job.
Oh, okay.
Of course.
So he doesn't
but
want
you
a
think
job.
He's over it.
I think that Tuca could leave hockey tomorrow and be very happy with his life.
Oh, I agree with that. I think that could be any day. That doesn't mean end of contract.
Right.
I think he's the type of guy that could wake up and say,
that's yeah, scary.
I'm done.
That's the scary part to me.
That's
because
the scary part
I don't
if I'm
think Swayman is the one to step in right now and the idea of Tuca
agreed.
Waking up
of
on
are?
A Thursday. Meh. Meh.
Meh.
Meh. That's exactly
you're not
it.
On Twitter. This is radio. Man.
I know.
I mean, that's all we got. That's all you got is Matt.
Yeah. That's how I feel about him. I don't think that he's the next guy. I'm more excited by
Swayman
completely. But I think it. You need Tuca around to hold the
Look
ground and develop him.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of their defensemen are hurt. I thought Clifton hung him out to dry on that second goal because he didn't clear it. I don't know. Tuca's days are numbered.
But the way you posed it initially is, to me, the only controversy.
What's that?
If he says, I want a 4 or 5 year deal. Okay, now I really got to. That's an issue. But if he says, I'll take a 2 year deal.
Well, or if he says, I'm done. This is it.
But even then, it takes the decision out of your hands.
Exactly.
And you say, well, I guess we're going young. But if your scenario where he develops, he's the mentor, he's the whatever, 2 year deal. That's
all
great.
Right, Bruins in action tonight. They'll take on the Capitals.
Jeez, we're done here.
It's 7 o'clock.
The host took over.
Yes, he did. God has spoken on a holy day.
Damn it.
617-779-7937. Andy and I both know nobody really wakes up until 10 o'clock.
It's
so
true.
We'll talk to you guys like at around 10, 11. Mego was here, Tangway Hart with Mego, and I got somebody fired, and I'm not getting credit for it, and I'm pissed. Damn it.
We'll be right back. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Do it. Tangway and Hart on EEI.
Sean Watson's a guy that's highly respected. I've known him for 4 years and been around him, know his entire camp, know everyone that.
Okay, but Aaron, so you don't believe the accusers?
I'm skeptical. Let's put it like that, yeah. I'm not dismissing that it could be true in the sense that I wasn't there.
Well, we hope you weren't there.
She wasn't a witness.
Because the person accused made sure there were no witnesses.
I mean, that is Aaron Wilson from formerly of the
Eastern
Chronicle.
That was not fireable, right?
Don't worry, there's more.
No, I know, but just that right there. If you say you're skeptical, okay,
that's
you're
not fireable. You should have left it at that.
Yes.
Okay, welcome back. It's Tangway Hart with Mego, 617-779-7937 here on WEEI. Coming up at 10 o'clock, we'll get into the Celts. 10:25, Jeff Goodman joins us. But right now, we're talking about Gary Tangway getting people fired and not getting credit for it, damn it.
Why do you want credit?
Because it's about me.
He's not getting his name in the papers.
Yes! Thank you, Mego.
He's not getting his name out there.
Any publicity is good publicity in your world.
Have you met him? Because I just met him and I already know this.
There's no question. Andy, you know I've had to go through an image rebrand. You know I've had to go through rebranding.
Rebranding, is that what we're calling it?
That's what we call rebranding.
You have a brand?
Well, I did. And for years it was Suck Up.
Yeah.
It was
fake-haired Suck Up on TV.
It's real, dude. And even after I got it, even after I lost it came back blacker than ever.
We'll go with that.
Not a gray hair in it. Go ahead. Run your fingers through it.
I thought you didn't want to talk about colors.
That's a COVID violation.
When it's about me, I'll talk about it. You got to learn that. So anyways, joining us here from the Houston Chronicle was Aaron Wilson. I know I was filling in for Greg Hill on the Greg Hill Show and then writes Defector.com. Defector.com.
What is that exactly? Because
I caught that reputable Defector.com.
But it was picked up by Newsweek. Okay, it was picked up by Pro
Football
Talk.
I didn't even
know
they were still around, Newsweek.
Yeah. So my name should have been in Newsweek and it wasn't.
I don't think there is in a Newsweek, is there?
It's maybe online.
Online Newsweek.
So Aaron Wilson no longer works for the Houston Chronicle due to comments made last month regarding a situation on WEEI Radio in Boston, and it was Deshaun Watson. It goes on to say that Greg Hill did the interview. I did the interview. It was the Greg Hill Show. I did the interview, and this was brick number one that went through Wilson's window.
You know, it's kind of like you don't negotiate with terrorists. You know, people are demanding money. They're asking for money. It kept escalating. It kept going up and up and up. And you start talking about more and more funds. I'm not going to say how much it got to, but this was, you know, just a money grab. And that's how they felt throughout that.
Okay, I got to get the timeline right, because this is early on in the process.
Yes.
There had been, I think, maybe 12 women that had filed suit, not the number that it is now. And even when you and I worked on that Sunday, we were like, let's wait and see. We were kind of like, okay, we got to wait and see what happens. The second Sunday we got together, I said he's guilty. I went all in and I said he was guilty. And you were like, it looks that way, but I'm still going to wait and see. Okay, this guy, all right, from day one, was in Deshaun Watson's pocket, Megan. I mean, he was just there.
Well, clearly he had spoken to somebody close to Watson, agent, lawyer, somebody. And he threw in, at the end of that clip, that's what they think or that's what they thought. But he sounded too much like he was in their camp, like he was on their side.
No, honestly, it's as simple as don't compare possible terrorists? Victims to terrorists. My God. Like, let's just slow down and think before you say it. That's not that hard.
Again. I've always had a few rules in my career because forever this business, you've been kind of walking a tightrope. The tightrope is getting skinnier and skinnier and skinnier, and it's now a piece of thread. Like the Holocaust, Hitler. Don't ever go there.
Don't bring it into
Race.
Terrorism.
Race.
Well, race is a little different because
Careful.
It's part of the topic a lot.
You have to be careful
with
it.
But why would you bring in terrorists? And I understand what you're saying, the old school.
We're talking about sexual assault.
Right.
Do not compare them to terrorists.
No, you don't negotiate with terrorists.
And I understand, like, you're watching 24, and, like, that was always, like, you don't negotiate with terrorists. Like, don't. You're not on 24. You're not on some. He stepped in it. And do I think he's probably a bad guy? I don't really know him. He's been around for a long time. I've talked to him a little bit.
Ben Volen gave me his number. So Volen right
so
now.
So Volen got him.
Fired. Volen's fault. Yeah.
Volen
and
got him.
Volen's
fired.
Name isn't in the paper either. What's going on?
Right.
Well, I think Volen wants to distance himself from this situation. Yeah.
He probably, you know.
Whereas you're right. calling up defector.com and going, you guys got it wrong. Please issue a correction I was the one speaking to him.
No, Megan, I've had my people do it.
Okay.
I have my people call up.
Big time.
Press agent.
Your brand representatives.
It is. I've been trying to do a 180 with my brand, from pregame suck-up guy to bomb tosser.
You jackass.
Whatever.
Grenade launcher.
Wait, fine.
But just in the big picture, I think it was fair. I mean, if questioning the validity of this.
Getting fired was fair, is what you're saying?
Definitely fair. But I also think the road he attempted to go down was fair at the time.
Well, you'd have
to say, you know, we don't know what's going on. We've seen mistakes. Yes.
You're a print guy.
But all
you said was, I don't know yet.
I said.
Which is being a reporter.
Correct.
If you don't have very firm evidence and multiple sources, you can't go ahead and say this is the deal. That's just reporting 101, at least how it's supposed to be ethically.
Right.
You're supposed to go in with a very skeptical
eye.
But you can't compare possible victims to terrorists and say that they're extorting someone when you don't know that.
And I would say his tone, while most of the public was on, 22 women or 14 women at the time. I don't know where the number was.
It continues to grow.
He was too far to one side, opposite the public. He was too far. He sounded like a spokesman for the Watson camp close to people. Like, he was just kind of parroting information from them.
Let's also backtrack that when these first women were coming out with the one attorney, that there was skepticism out there because it's been such an S show down in Houston.
Hand raised.
Because he wanted out so much. Like, hindsight is 20/20, and we can all say, wow, these accounts that are coming out are pretty gross and disturbing. But at the beginning, there was a lot of skepticism going around saying, well, we don't know because Houston is an S show and, he's his neighbor and this lawyer's pretty greasy.
Crazy.
But you can't say victims are akin to terrorists.
Right. And Gary, I mean, for that point, what did I bring up? Ray Donovan. Like, this felt like the whole totality of the offseason with the preacher that's now running the team and they're trying to run the star quarterback out of town. It felt like a Ray Donovan movie.
You couldn't make it up.
Right.
It was bizarre.
And now suddenly, out of nowhere, the quarterback, who we can all agree before this had a sterling reputation, now suddenly, literally dozens of women are suddenly accusing him of inappropriate
gross
sexual behavior, serial creepiness, all the way towards rape, forced physical sexual contact. So to say, wow, this is the most unbelievable story ever, I think is fine. And have the word unbelievable in there. Like, it's so crazy, it's hard to believe. But that doesn't mean you were negotiating with terrorists. That doesn't mean you can get in bed, bad pun, in camp with the Watson crew.
Did you read the Sports Illustrated article?
Yes.
Did you read the Sports Illustrated article? People should Google it. I don't really want to get into the details on the radio.
No.
But you should Google it because it's pretty disturbing. And this was written by a woman anonymously who is not involved in the lawsuits. She's not involved legally at all with this. And when you read what she wrote, it's no wonder that this guy couldn't maintain a masseuse. And I even, you know,
Well, he didn't want to.
Well, I don't think he could.
No, I don't think he wanted to. I think he wanted to prey on another victim the next day, the next week.
Andy, maybe you're right on that, but I also think that no one wanted him as a repeat customer. I think there was one, maybe, that had him back a second time.
Sounded very uncomfortable if you're a legitimate massage therapist.
Right,
I don't think I would want to have him back as a client.
No, so that's the point. So when I was talking to Wiggy about it, I said, everybody, like all athletes, like have a person. Brady has Guerrero.
Yes.
Everybody has a guy, like one or two people that they go to.
That they trust.
Right. Whether it's a man or a woman, whatever. I mean, and they may fly them in.
Yes.
I mean, they may fly them in from different parts of the country because it's your instrument.
Guys fly people around to get their hair cut.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Once you're comfortable, for a number of reasons with a massage person, A, do they do it the way you want it done? Exactly.
Correct.
B, for just privacy, comfort. Like, okay,
trust.
I found one. This is the one I'm sticking with. Meanwhile, this guy's got, I mean, basically in 2 years,
like 40 of them.
40 of them.
Sliding into DMs looking for massage therapists.
Sorry, I'm pretty sure that's not the way you do it. Aren't there a lot of other ways you do it? I mean, through your team, through your teammates, through the circles of athletes, there might be a reason for that. It could be because you're a serial creep.
All right, we got David, South Carolina. We're going to get to him coming up next. And also another reason.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Reason why I'm angry. I got the guy fired, not Greg Hill.
Back to more of what you want to hear. Tangway and Hart on EEI.
But right now we're talking about Gary Tangway getting people fired and not getting credit for it, damn it.
Why do you want credit?
Because it's about me.
He's not getting his name in the papers.
Yes! Thank you, Meg.
He's not getting his name out there.
Any publicity is good publicity in your
have
world.
Have you met him? Because I just met him and I already know this.
There's no question.
Yeah, I'm not saying that I'm not. I'm telling you, I don't know them. I know him.
Right.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm
not going to throw the guy under the bus before I have some proof. I don't feel like I have the proof. It's just his allegations.
Aaron Wilson, former reporter for the Houston Chronicle with the Texans, who was fired because of the interview here on WEEI on the Greg Hill Show. And Greg Hill, in a lot of reports of Pro Football Talk and Newsweek, was credited with asking the tough questions. But no, it was me. I'd like to run it again, Eamon, if we could, about the Pro Watson. Can we run? I'd like to hear that. I have that in my ringtone.
Yeah, I'm not saying that I'm not. I'm telling you, I don't know them. I know him.
Right. Okay, so that's right.
I'm not going to throw the guy under the bus before
I
have
him. You're pro Watson. And it actually, it kind of pissed me off when I heard him say that. When now,
and he doesn't know him either. He you don't know Deshaun Watson.
Because this is an example of a beat writer who thinks he's almost part of the team.
Yep.
Gross.
And I've seen that. You, Andy, we've all seen it.
I've seen it a lot.
We've seen it a lot, especially down in Foxborough. How dare you say anything against Bill? How dare you say anything against Tom Brady? How dare you be critical of this team? And the Texans are the biggest game in Houston, I assume, right? I mean, the Rockets aren't. The Stros aren't. I mean, it's football. It's NFL.
Oh, football.
So there's no question.
Texas football.
That the Texans are the biggest game, Mego. In
Houston. Unless you're some kind of Cowboys fan or something across the state.
So this guy, Wilson, is covering the biggest team in the state, or probably the second biggest team in the state, next to the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. So he's in with all these guys, and he's in with the coach, he's in with the owner, he's probably in with Deshaun Watson, he's working the beat, he's getting all these stories, and he got blinded by the friendship. I'm not saying that's a fact.
It's, you know what, I had to go back.
Times.
I had to go back and say that this was weeks ago, like when it was a little bit more clouded. There weren't as many people coming out and there was skepticism around it.
Right.
But the way that he presented Deshaun Watson's side of it and carried his water was gross.
Yeah, it was really good. I mean, I got irritated with him where it was like, I know Deshaun Watson, he's an upstanding young man. And anyways, you know, I'm not going to go to shoot with terrorists. I'm like, whoa, slow your roll here, pal.
Like, haven't we learned enough in the last few years that there's a lot going on behind closed doors for a lot of people and a lot of
industry? And that you don't know these athletes?
Right. Even know your friends, really. You don't know people. Just because you hang out with them, like you coach with them, you do this with them, you work with them, you don't know them. Good or bad, they're doing things behind closed doors. There's stuff going on. And for him to say that, you're right. It's a little jock sniffing, cheerleading.
Big time.
And I know we learned it around here. Not that it's the same, but Aaron Hernandez. Like, oh, I knew Aaron Hernandez. Like, we still hear it.
Yeah.
We still hear it. In the Brandon Marshall podcast, the I Am Athlete with Fred Taylor and Cam, and all the guys are saying the Aaron Hernandez I knew. Well, you didn't know him. I'm sorry. Like, I guess maybe that hits home. You thought you knew him. You don't know him. And Deshaun Watson, we all knew Deshaun Watson, the poster boy franchise. Dabo Sweeney saying, if you pass on this guy, you're passing on Jordan. He's a different guy.
I think he was also clouded, though, and I don't know, you know, the guy that you got fired, but I think he was also clouded by the S show down in Houston and the whole mess that has been going on down there with that whole franchise. And so saying, you know, like, there was conspiracy theories at the beginning that this was constructed by Houston.
I know, which is insane.
Which is insane, but also everything that's happened down there is insane.
But believable. So insane, but believable because of the backdrop.
Busby lives down the road from the owner, something like that. Wasn't that?
But he didn't know him. He doesn't even know his name or whatever.
But of course, when you say you
lived... And also, Busby was such a clown show that everybody was just sick of listening to him after one press conference. He lied about being in contact with the Houston PD at a press conference.
And you referenced the Sports Illustrated story. The woman in that story was uncomfortable with Busby. She had some contact, but was uncomfortable. Like, they were basically, here, sign this. You'll be one of our clients. Like, get that. And she was like, whoa.
So my only thing is, it was much less clear cut a few weeks ago. Yes, there were a dozen allegations, which looked pretty damn bad. But I can understand having a little bit of skepticism. And like I said, if you're a reporter, you should keep a skeptical eye on any developing story. But once again, do not call the possible victims terrorists.
Right. I've said this to people, and I learned this early on in my career. The athletes you cover, no matter how cordial they are to you and you to them, are not your friends.
Nope. And it goes both ways, too. There's guys I think that are jerks are really good dudes. Like, because he's a jerk in the locker room doesn't mean he's a jerk to his family, his community.
He just doesn't like you.
Right. Or he has a Belichickian wall for the media, and it's easier to be standoffish.
Or a lot of times, guys are really awkward with the media, and it comes off as that guy's a jerk.
Right.
And then, Randy Moss.
Where are we going with this one?
No.
Because there's a lot of layers to this onion if you want to peel it.
And I know that he had a situation.
Consensual horseplay was his situation.
Well, that was... And
a new term I learned covering that story.
Well,
that's what they called it.
No, that's what they called
it. And I don't know what it was, but it was deemed consensual horseplay.
Right. And the story I was told by the attorney...
Now be careful.
Okay, no, the story I was told is Gary, and this was on the record, picture two thoroughbreds frolicking in the meadow.
Oh my God.
And one of them is handcuffed to the bed. That's what I was told.
I don't really know where to. How about we go to one of the calls?
I don't want a picture.
No.
That's what the attorney told me. All right, let's go to Dave in South Carolina.
Yeah, go to a call.
Why? Everybody's uncomfortable. What's wrong with that?
Gary needs to leave the room.
Yeah, I mean,
Dave in South Carolina, you are on WEEI with Tangway Hart and Mego.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Mego, first of all, they should just stop the search and just give you the job. You're the best one I've heard, and I listen every morning. I commute from Mystic to Boston, and you're really good, and I'd like to see you on the morning show.
That's really nice. Thank you, Dave.
The reason I called, I'm down here in Hilton, and I'm getting ready to tee off having my buddy Mary, and I'm listening to radio.com, and I hear Tangway, and the guys I'm playing with, there we go, another cancer club member. He wants to take, you want to take credit for getting another journalist fired. I mean, how do you feel good about that? I mean, this is another person that does the same job you do. What if 10 minutes from now you say one word that some person or people don't like? It's a mistake. The guy should have been maybe given a week off. I mean, don't fire the guy.
Dave, it's part of the job. And the reason I want credit for it is because this business right now, it's all about you. It's all about you. And I've been fired.
That's not right.
Dave, you want to pay me? Hey, Dave, you want to pay my mortgage? Dave, pay my mortgage. You want to pay my mortgage? I got three kids to put through college.
No, I don't want to.
You
want to do that?
How about we do that? No. Let's do that. Hey, Dave, I got laid off last year. Hey, Dave, I've been fired because of ratings. Hey, Dave, I've been fired because I've been too nice.
You feel good. And it's stopping.
No, Dave, he stepped in it. He stepped in it, and the reason I'm taking credit for it is because I had the balls to ask him the question. Because he sat there, and he went on, and he defended, Dave, he defended a person that is turning out to be, and who I believe is a serious serial sex offender. I believe
that. Has he been in court yet?
No, I believe that this guy is a dirtbag, Dave. He is a dirtbag. We'll wait and see.
You shouldn't call people dirtbag. What if a cancer club member was out there didn't like that? He just calls somebody a dirtbag.
What does he say? A cancel club member? Is that what he's saying?
Are you saying cancer or cancel?
He's saying people who cancel culture. Cancel you.
Yeah. Dave, enjoy your round of golf. People. I appreciate the call.
Dave, the one thing I
disagree with everything. I did nothing wrong.
Well, there's some gray area there, but I will say
what's your point? Go ahead.
And Aaron Wilson do not do the same job. He is a beat writer reporter.
Yeah.
Not the same
that
job as
different.
A hot take radio artist like yourself.
No, you don't negotiate with terrorists.
Okay, so that's different. And if you read some of the statements from the publisher and the editor, it was about, we report the news, we analyze the news, but then we don't get into the opinion. Radio is about opinion. Radio is about questioning and talking both sides of a topic. He's a beat reporter. He should go where the truth is. But look at it objectively and analyze. I think he took a step too far. Certainly his employer think he took
it. Yeah, he carried Deshaun Watson's water, and then he did it in an offensive way publicly.
Right. I mean, I think...
And the public part doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter if you get... Gary, let's just say you continue down this road and you get hundreds of thousands of Bostonians angry right now. Doesn't matter. If you get somebody at Odyssey angry, David Field or somebody here at the station, you're in trouble. You get a powerful advertiser angry, you're in trouble, right? So that's the other layer to this. It's everybody gets caught up in cancel culture. No, his paper deemed he crossed a line. His bosses, and I always say this, we all have bosses. Like, it's not about America
it's
and amendments.
Just like, it's just like Paul Pierce going on Instagram Live.
Correct.
And having twerking ladies in the background. When you work for the mouse, that's not going to fly. Right.
You can think there's nothing wrong. I can think there's nothing wrong. You can be offended or you cannot be offended. Doesn't matter.
And say he's crazy high right now, but when you work for the mouse, that's not family
you
friendly.
Out.
I just never understood the appeal of strip clubs.
Oh, I went through a phase.
I've never been to one, so.
How about that? But how about that for a good Sunday morning talk? What blows my mind is when I've seen it in the past where I hear guys taking their girlfriends and wives to a strip club. I don't get it.
My wife may have been to a strip club.
No way.
With me when we were dating.
No way.
How old were you?
Probably early 20s.
I was going to say, was
early
this like
20s
a
birthday,
drunk,
I think,
early 20s
or something.
With your friends?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was
situation.
A huge group.
It wasn't like you went on a date.
No. I think it started like dinner.
That would be
horrible. No. It was like dinner, like
dinner,
15
a movie,
people.
And then the strip club,
no,
you and your
that.
Wife.
This was large group
dinner,
at bar.
Dinner, movie, and boobs, honey. Hey, will you marry me?
No,
oh
you know how it is. One of those things where like everybody's had
no,
a few.
No,
I don't.
We don't know
I
how
don't
it is.
I don't know how it is.
Well, you should.
I don't know how it is.
You were just talking about stallions going at it with handcuffs.
That's a quote.
So let's not pretend that you're Lily White, naive Gary Tangway. I never talked or saw anything.
No, I think. Listen, I think nude women are beautiful. I just think strip clubs are a ripoff.
Never been to one. I really haven't.
I think treated properly, it's entertainment. It's a business exchange. I think
people, for you, it's a night out without kids.
Not anymore. I mean, we're talking 20 years ago.
Not yet.
Did she freak out?
No. I'll never. That's weird.
That's really
creepy. If you
were
like the 40-something, 50-something couple in a strip club, that's weird. The 20-something dating with a group of friends, fine.
Well, because then it's more of a funny thing.
Yes.
It's like a crazy,
we're all going to the strip club.
Yes, exactly. I still like the idea of you and your wife going on a romantic evening that ends in the strip club.
Let's not paint a picture that didn't exist. Go ahead. You always have something to say, and you seem speechless right now.
Was this like a Medford strip club then?
Much worse than that.
Okay. East Boston.
You're not going to name names?
Much worse than that. Okay, I'll just say it. New Bedford.
New Bedford?
No longer a strip club because there was like a murder there, and now it's like a strip mall or something.
Okay.
Let me ask you this.
Yep.
And I don't know how I'm going to tease Celtics out of this, but that's what we're going to talk about coming up. If there was the Chip and Dale night, would you go with her to a strip club?
No.
Why? It's the same thing.
I didn't say it's right. I didn't say it's fair, but no shot in hell.
Because it's dudes?
Yeah, that's a key factor.
I mean, it's all silly.
Right.
Silly, exotic dancing,
that's what I mean. It's
show stuff.
Yes.
So what... I mean, from my, like I said, I haven't been, so from
my... I was going to say, she knows a lot for somebody who hasn't been.
According to the TV and movies, it seems like entertainment is pretty silly.
Yes.
It's naked men.
I don't think they go full naked, though, do they?
I don't know.
You can pay more for that.
Ew. Sorry. I'm kidding.
I agree with you, ew.
But
never been interested in that part of it.
For the men's evening, do they pole dance?
Yeah, they dance. Oh, wait, the men?
Yeah.
The men dancing?
Yeah,
oh, I don't
know.
We've
never been. But I just find it interesting.
It takes a lot of abs to
that women. Like your wife would go, yeah, okay, I'll go look at naked women. But
the
thought of you going to look at a naked male anatomy with your wife is disgusting.
Yeah, I'm insecure. I don't know what the reason is, but yeah, no, I'm not doing it. We can psychoanalyze all you want.
This is taking a turn.
It has.
I don't know.
Organized chaos or what? Entertainment chaos? Some people have dubbed it on our
text. I just wonder what else Mr. and Mrs. Hart have done in the past. Maybe we'll get to that later on. Who knows?
If she's listening, I'm in trouble.
All right, there we go. Lights off, socks on. Celtics next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!